This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 295 for Monday, March 6th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, recovering from overnight losses as a turn higher in Chicago soybeans provided support. Canola 80 cents to $4 higher, the most active May contract up $1.30 at $823.80 per ton. However, losses in Chicago soy oil did account for some spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also down on the day. Canola remains stuck in a sideways range from a chart standpoint, with the May contract hovering right around its 20-day moving average. Crush margins do remain wide, and that's keeping end-user buying interest in the market. A slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar to start the week was also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans are higher, while corn and wheat are both down. The USDA is set to release its monthly supply-demand report on Wednesday, and positioning ahead of that data is expected to account for much of the activity the next 2 days. Soybeans had been under pressure through the overnight session, but managed to turn higher with the start of the North American day session. The May contract, it's up 18 cents now at $15.37 per bushel. Ongoing uncertainty over production prospects out of Argentina remained supportive, with the drought there cutting into yields significantly. However, Brazilian soybean production should more than make up for any shortfalls, with farmers there making good harvest progress despite recent rain delays. Corn, meanwhile, is being pulled in two directions, although the selling pressure is winning out to start the week. The May contract down 2 cents at $6.38 per bushel. Brazil's second corn crop is thought to be about 70% seeded. That's 10 points off last year's pace. Ideas China is in the market for U.S. corn were supportive, but there was no confirmation. The USDA did report sales of 110,000 tons of corn to Japan and an additional 182,000 tons to unknown destinations. Wheat, meanwhile, is weaker. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the May contract at $8.65 per bushel. Kansas City down 12 cents in the May contract at $8.03 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents in May at $6.98 per bushel. Ideas the agreement allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea will be extended, despite recent comments to the contrary out of Russia, accounted for some of the early selling pressure. Improving moisture conditions in parts of the U.S. winter wheat belt were also bearish. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 6th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workinson.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.